And so now we'll start our practice of mindfulness here. This is a mindfulness practice with Sally Dunn. And of course, the first thing we need to do is just consider our pose, our posture. What's going to be the most comfortable thing, the most comfortable position for you right now? So considering your feet resting on the floor, the position of the hips and the legs if you're sitting on a chair, or you could also decide to lie down with perhaps something under the head or under the knees for the comfort of your back. And if you're choosing to sit, you might decide to bring the pelvis into the back of the seat, so that if you do rest your back onto the backrest, you know your back is long and tall. If you're choosing to sit upright, you're noticing the natural curve of the lumbar area at the back of your waist, and you're allowing your vertebrae to stack one on top of the other as you let your tall spine rise up. Head resting at the top of your tall column. When you're ready to, you might take a deeper breath in, and on the out breath, allow the shoulders to settle. Allow the shoulders to drop. Resting the hands wherever is most comfortable. Whether the hands are connected and touching, or maybe the hands are separate. Resting on your lap or by your sides. So choosing your pose of comfort, whatever is going to be most beneficial for your own body this evening. And then when you're ready to, we'll set an intention for the practice. Our intention is to practice mindfulness, to be present in the moment, to notice when the mind becomes distracted with going off thinking about the thoughts that will no doubt arise. And when we notice we become distracted, we're going to gently and kindly bring our attention back to the feeling of the body resting here, to perhaps the movement of breath. Or if you like to choose a mantra, if you like to repeat a word for yourself. So our intention is to practice mindfulness and to be curious about where the mind wanders to if we do become distracted. And just to notice and bring the attention back. And then we might look to consider our motivation. Why might we be doing this practice? What benefit might this have for us? And that could be that by practicing mindfulness, we begin to become a little bit more aware of the mind, the thoughts that come and go, as we begin to train our mind to become a little bit more focused. So our motivation is like the energy if we were holding a bow and an arrow. The arrow is our intention, and pulling back on that bow string with our muscle power and letting that arrow fly off into the air, that muscle power is our motivation, that power behind our intention. And then when you're ready to, letting go of your intention, that arrow will find its own mark. Allow yourself now to just become aware of the breath. Letting the breath just flow in and out nice and easy, preferably through the nostrils if it suits you. And remembering now that we're not trying to make the mind go blank. Mindfulness is more about being aware of what's going on in the mind and choosing to not get too caught up with the thinking mind, to bring our attention back to the present moment, seated here, lying here, feeling the body, feeling the hands, feeling the breath. So gently now, as we begin to settle the mind, we'll allow the breath to become equal in length, in-breath and out-breath. So you might decide to use a count if that's useful. 3 or 4 on the in-breath, 3 or 4 on the out-breath. Or you might simply just want to observe the rise and fall of the belly with the breath. Or you might choose to just say to yourself, in breath as the breath comes in, out breath as the breath goes out. And so, without any struggle, just noticing if the mind has wandered off into thinking about the thoughts. No problem. Just allow yourself to come back to your focus, whether it's the count, the breath, or the words. And of course, thoughts will continue to pop up. We can't stop the thoughts arriving, but we can choose not to go off thinking about the thoughts, going off into a journey. We can notice something popping up, but we're choosing to come back to the breath or to the count. And then allowing yourself focus more on the out-breath. And as the body relaxes on the out-breath, just feel that sensation in the body settling a little bit more on each exhalation. And so as the body relaxes on the out-breath, as we release the breath, so too the mind begins to relax as we let go of thinking. the mind begins to settle. And as the out-breath moves out, the body settles a bit more onto the chair, the feet more onto the floor. We bring our attention more into the body now, noticing sensations. So perhaps just feeling the feet on the floor, the hands resting on the lap, maybe the different temperatures in the hands, the back of the hands compared to the palms of the hands. So we become aware of the body. When we feel into the body, that brings us into the present moment. Feeling of the breath in the nostrils, the natural weight of the body connecting with whatever you're resting on, and having a sense of curiosity to any sensations that you're aware of. Maybe the expanding action of the body as you breathe in and the settling down as you breathe out. Maybe chest rising and falling, belly rising and falling. Maybe there are areas of a bit of tightness somewhere. Maybe a sense of heat or cold or warmth. And maybe I often notice as the eyes are closed, as the body relaxes, I notice that the eyes become a little bit more moist. A sure sign that we're moving into the relaxation response. And then having a sense of the whole body. Not just all the different parts, but the whole body, from the top of the head all the way down to the feet. And then moving from the body, getting a sense of the space around the body. And sensing with your awareness into that space. In front, to the left, to the back, to the right, above and below the body, that whole sense of space around us. And the body resting. Resting in our own embodied presence. Are there sounds around you that you can pick up? And without necessarily naming the sounds, can you just observe those sounds coming to you? yourself just to receive the sounds and the spaces between the sounds. Allow the sounds to be your focus, keeping us in this present moment. Mind resting in the body, body resting on the ground. And the breath flowing. And thoughts will continue to come, of course. We just observe them with curiosity, just notice them. There's nothing wrong. The thoughts will always come. But we just choose not to get busy thinking about them. We bring our attention back to the sounds around us. As we begin to draw the practice gently to a close, we just consider creating the wish, just like a dedication, creating the wish that our practice of mindfulness allows us to become a little more centered, a little more present, and that these benefits will just encourage us in our daily lives to flourish. And when we're more present to ourselves, we can be more present to all of those around us. So the benefits of our practice can trickle out in ever-increasing circles.